You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Just Go With It podcast. And if you're new here, welcome. My name is Jasmine. I'm a certified life coach, content creator, and of course, your host. And welcome to this week's episode. I just have to say the energy shift from last week's episode to this week's episode is completely differently. If you've had a chance to listen to last week's episode, then you kind of already know what's been going on, how I've been feeling. My mood wasn't the highest in that episode. I will admit, I was still kind of just going through the motions and not really feeling completely like myself quite yet. And this week, as I'm recording this episode, I feel completely differently. I feel like I'm in my comeback era and I'm absolutely here for it because your girl has been down bad for way too long. So with this new energy, feeling inspired once again and kind of getting back to my old self, I thought I'd bring a little bit of this into this week's episode. And I want to share how I've been picking myself back up, getting my sparkle back, and just entering this comeback era. So to anyone out there who's currently down bad as well, maybe the year didn't start off quite the way you wanted, maybe you've just been down on your luck, life has been lifing for you, whatever the case might be, this episode is for you. In this episode, I'm not necessarily going to tell you what to do. I try to avoid doing that ever. I always like to come on and just share what's working for me, what I'm personally doing, and the goal is for you guys to take inspiration, and whatever resonates, resonates, and what doesn't, doesn't. But as someone who, as I said, has been down bad for the last at least 2 months and is finally kind of getting myself out of that funk, picking myself back up, I just wanted to share a little bit more of this positive energy with you guys, especially because I feel like the last few episodes have been more just like not on the negative side, honestly, just was more reality. I think it's important to share the reality of things and not just pretend like things are perfect all the time. But on the flip side to that, I think it is also important to share a little bit of motivation and positivity as well. So I really, really hope that you enjoy this episode. I hope that if you're also in a funk or not feeling like yourself at the moment, I hope this episode is able to help boost your mood even just a little bit. So that is all I have to say. Without further ado, let's go ahead and get into this episode. So I'm going to be honest, after this episode, I am 100% completely done talking about the rough start to the year that I had and also the trials and tribulations that were of 2024. I feel like all last year I was kind of talking about the same thing, and that's just because I was dealing with the same exact things throughout the year, so it was hard for me to talk about anything else or feel anything else. And then obviously with the beginning of the year being a rough start, it was just like a continuation of all of that. But after this episode, I am done talking about it. I'm done mentioning it. I'm done bringing it up. I'm done reflecting on it. I've like reflected enough, but I'm only bringing it up right now for the last time just for context purposes and because it just is relevant for this specific episode. With all that being said, it's not a secret that the start of this year has not been it for me. It has not started on the best foot, and I've definitely had moments of just feeling stuck, unmotivated, and completely over it. And I know I'm not the only one. I know so many of you also feel the same, whether it's in regards to the start of this year or last year. And something that I've realized is that staying in this space of feeling stuck, unmotivated, isn't doing me any favors. And I am not letting this year or this season of life be a negative one. I quite literally do not have time for any of that this year. All the things that I felt last year, everything that I went through, I quite literally do not have time for it this year. This isn't a toxic positivity take by any means. I 100% am aware that challenges are going to come. I will have to overcome obstacles. I will have to go through challenging times. Like, at the end of the day, that's life. But this year, the difference is I refuse to let it consume me anymore. I refuse to let it take over my mind, my energy. Like, I quite literally just refuse. And after feeling knocked down for too long, I decided that it's time. It's time to get back up. It's time for my comeback era. Time to come back to myself. Time to come back to life. Come back to all the wonderful, amazing things that are waiting for me. And it's time to just move on. I feel like I'm going through a breakup or something, the way that I just feel so fed up and over it. Like, you know, when you're going through a breakup with an ex and you are just completely over the relationship, you're over the drama, you're over the crap that they put you through, you're just like 100% done, emotionally checked out, ready to move on with your life. That is exactly how I feel about 2024 and also the start of 2025. I'm literally breaking up with last year and the last few weeks, and I'm done and I'm moving on and I'm just ready to like get back to my life. And I just want to make one thing really clear before we jump into this episode. As I mentioned just now, this is not a toxic positivity take, okay? If anything, I'm a very, very realistic person, sometimes too realistic, where I kind of fall under the pessimistic side of things. This podcast, though, is very much rooted in reality. And the reality is sometimes life will life. Sometimes life will knock us down. Sometimes we will go through season when it feels like it's constant rain. And the goal, at least for myself, is not to ignore or avoid the reality of life or pretend like things aren't happening when they are, or to bypass all the hard things in life and just have a fake positive mindset. The goal for me is to accept things as they come, whether they're challenges or blessings, and allow myself the time and the space to experience whatever is happening in my life. Feel it, process it, learn from it, do whatever I need to do, but then get up and move on from it. And I think for me, especially reflecting on last year specifically, I'm really good at acknowledging things and feeling it and letting myself process the emotions and the thoughts that come with whatever is happening in my life. But where I struggle is sometimes I can stay stuck in it, especially if it feels like life keeps throwing things my way back to back and it feels like I can't catch a break. And that is something that I'm becoming very aware of and something that I'm choosing to work on in 2025. So I say all this to say, you know, when the tough seasons come, let them come. Let them teach you what they need to teach you. Let them be the catalyst of the growth you may need to experience. But don't let yourself stay stuck in it longer than you need to. That does not serve you at all. And as I'm telling you this, I'm quite literally telling myself this. And I think there comes a point in everyone's life where you just grow tired of it all. You grow tired of your own excuses. You're tired of feeling sorry for yourself. You're tired of letting each day pass you by, feeling like a victim or being stuck in your head or overthinking. And you just are so sick and tired of it all. And I think from my last podcast episode to this week's episode, I reached that point for myself. And I realized that this whole time I have been waiting to feel better. I've been waiting for something to change. I've been waiting for the rain to stop coming. And the truth is, nothing is going to change unless I start actively making those changes for myself. And I know it's going to sound so obvious when I say this, but I think sometimes we forget, and I know I forgot, that of course I'm not going to feel my best, or I'm going to feel unmotivated or sad or stuck if I'm not taking care of myself or doing the things that make me happy. And I really haven't been taking care of myself. I haven't been sleeping enough. I haven't been moving my body enough. I haven't made time for the things that make me happy. And the thing with trying to get out of a funk and trying to pick yourself back up, it's not about waiting until you feel better to take action. It's about forcing yourself to do the things first so that you can feel better. And honestly, that is the hardest part for me, showing up for myself when I don't have the energy or motivation to. When you do show up for yourself and you do make those changes, that is when things around you begin to change and your mood becomes lighter, your mindset becomes more positive, your experiences change as well. And the getting started part is the hardest part. When it comes to my comeback era that I am entering in, for me, getting myself out of a funk is not about going from 0 to 100. I literally avoid doing that in every aspect of my life. I don't believe in it. I don't think it's sustainable or realistic. And I actually talked about this in my last episode, how I am done with hustling. I am done with forcing things. I am done doing things the hard way. That's not to say, again, that I don't expect to be challenged or to have to overcome certain things. Of course not. But I'm done making it harder for myself than it needs to be. And that's just not the energy I choose to bring into this new season, this new chapter of my life. And for me, this comeback era, as I said, is about taking small, intentional steps to feel better day by day. It's about nurturing my mind, my body, my spirit. It's about finding ways to feel centered and inspired and grounded again, because I have not felt any of those things in such a long time. And in this comeback era, I also want to make space for my goals and dreams and create a better work-life balance as well, because that's something that I've neglected, which I know plays a huge role into why I haven't been feeling like myself. One thing that I've noticed is when I am not actively pursuing my passions in life and I'm not dedicating time to my goals and my bigger vision for my life, I do not feel like myself. I feel like something's missing. I feel like I'm letting life pass me by. And I truly feel so much fulfillment when I'm working on my passions and when I'm working on my goals. And for me, that's recording for the podcast, filming YouTube videos, creating content, connecting with my community. Those are things that truly, truly fulfill me. And I haven't felt that in the last few months. And obviously a lot of it had to do because I was burnt out and I couldn't show up because I was struggling to show up for myself, which I totally understand that. But I realized how big of an impact pursuing my passions has on my happiness and my mental health. So I really want to prioritize that once again and just creating a better work-life balance for myself. And really, in this comeback era, I just want to feel like I have a grasp on my life once again, because the last few months and most of last year, I felt like I did not have a grasp on life. I felt very like everything was always up in the air. Something was always happening. I just felt like I couldn't get solid footing in all last year. And it was very hard for me to move forward in the way that I wanted to, because I was just constantly like falling on my ass, basically. And in order to get a better grasp on my life, I need to start with getting a grasp on myself. And I've been doing some things recently to help do that, to feel like myself again, to really, you know, get myself out of this funk. And all of the things that I've been focusing on are very, very simple, but they are so impactful and make the biggest difference. At least they have for me. And so one of the things that I've been doing is just getting myself out of the routine that I've been in while I've been in this funk. And so to kind of give you a little picture of what my routine has looked like these last few months, it hasn't been pretty. I'm going to be honest. It's been the opposite of what I aim for and what is normal for me. So while I've been in my funk, my routine has literally been, I wake up my normal time that I wake up, because I, for the life of me, cannot sleep in. But I would waste 2 hours scrolling in the morning, scrolling on TikTok, scrolling social media before I even started my journaling, before I would read for the day. And obviously that is not a great start to your day, especially if you're consuming really heavy topics or negative content. Like, it's just a recipe for disaster, especially if you're already feeling overwhelmed and burnt out in life. I don't know why I did that to myself, but the last few months I've been waking up and the first thing I do is grab my phone and start scrolling, checking my work emails, and that did not help my cortisol levels at all. I was starting my day stressed out and overwhelmed. I was just not setting myself up for success. And then as it was time to get out of bed after scrolling for 2 hours, I would then rush to journal and read my book for the day. And because I wasted so much time, I had to rush my journaling and all that to hurry up, get ready, get my day started. I would not make my bed. I wouldn't pick up my apartment. Like, everything was a mess, and not tidying up every day would result in my apartment being really, really messy. And when my space is a mess, I automatically feel overwhelmed and a mess myself. So that didn't help to have a messy apartment and not have proper time for myself in the morning. By not doing that, I would go into work not feeling my best either, and just feeling all over the place, which then, you know, would make things even worse. And then I didn't really have the best work-life balance, so I wasn't getting my steps in, I wasn't really working out, I wasn't eating properly. I would eat my first meal like halfway into my day, and the only thing I'd consume is maybe my iced coffee, and I probably did not have enough water either. So it was just a whole lot of bad habits on top of bad habits. That's what my routine has been looking like, if you even want to call it a routine. The first thing I knew I needed to do to get out of this funk was change all of that. I didn't change everything all at once. Again, I don't think that's realistic, but I started with starting my mornings differently. The two habits that I have been practicing every morning is reading my daily message from my book that I'm reading, and journaling, and getting out of bed right after I do that so I can make my bed. It's so simple, but it really makes the biggest difference. Just those two simple things, not scrolling first thing in the morning, journaling, and then just making my bed, it instantly makes me feel productive, and that really sets the tone for the day for me. And another thing that I've been doing to really get back to myself is nurturing my mindset. My recent thoughts and beliefs have definitely been more on the negative side. So I feel like I have to be extra, extra intentional with nurturing my mindset right now. And the way that I'm doing that is avoiding negative content as much as possible. And I know that's really, really hard. It feels like negative content or just really heavy topics are constantly being pushed to us. And while I think it's important to stay informed and to be aware of the things that are happening in life and around us, I also believe it's really, really important to protect your mental health. And sometimes it's just too much for any person to consume. I will check out from all of that if I have to. And so right now I've definitely been avoiding negative content or just heavy topics as much as possible, because I know I'm already at such a fragile state that anything like that is just going to set me back even more. I've been instead listening to more podcasts, really practicing my affirmations. I actually wrote myself a list of new affirmations for this current season in life that I'm entering. I highly recommend doing that if you want to call in a new season or just like a new energy. Write a list of affirmations that align with whatever it is that you're trying to call in, feel, experience. And so I've been practicing my affirmations every morning and just getting back to my daily walks as well. It has been challenging recently because it's been so, so, so cold out. But again, I know that's just an excuse. I can find a way, and I have been, but walking is definitely a really, really good mood booster, especially because I work from home and I'm in front of a screen. It's so important for me to kind of step away throughout the day and get some fresh air and give my brain and my eyes a rest. So getting back on my daily walks has been so helpful for my mood and my mindset. And some other things that I am working on doing is trying new workout classes, new studios. Something about a workout class that just puts me in the best mood. And I really haven't taken any workout classes since last month. Just with traveling and the holidays, it really has been difficult, but I'm really looking forward to trying new studios, new workout classes. I know that is going to really elevate my mood so much. And some other things that I'm doing is getting back to my hobbies. I actually recently shared on my Instagram that I'm getting back into my floral arrangement, and that was so fun, so therapeutic to do, and it really helped me lift my spirits and just feel like myself again, and to get lost in something that wasn't work related, it wasn't something productive related, it was just something that was creative and fun for me. So that's something that I want to continue doing once every month, and also new hobbies, which you guys shared on Instagram. Actually, let me pull that up really quickly. I didn't even think to do that, but I asked you guys over on Instagram, what are some hobbies that you guys enjoy doing or are considering doing? And you guys shared some really good ones that I am going to try myself. But some of you said surfing, wanting to get back into tennis in the springtime, which yes, that is something that I plan on doing as well. I already have my tennis rack, my tennis outfit, and I'm really excited for that. Somebody else said sourdough needlepoint, which I don't know what that is. Girl, you gotta let me know. I don't know what that is, but that sounds interesting. And of course, coloring. Yes, I love that. It is very therapeutic. Someone else said they wanted to start sewing, which my boyfriend actually picked that hobby up. And he said that it's very therapeutic and like almost meditative, which I can totally see. But I love that. Painting again, wanting to get their nails done regularly, which I love. We love a self-care moment. And then somebody else said that they did a perfume making class, I'm assuming, which I would love to do that. I did a candle making class, I think back in sometime during the fall last year, and that was so much fun to do. So I can only imagine like making your own perfume. So thank you for that recommendation. I am definitely going to look for a place to do that. Hopefully they have one around me. And then also pottery class, which yes, that's something that I've been wanting to try as well. But I just love this like era of hobbies. Like, our hobbies are really what makes our life more full and fun, and it's just so nice to get out of the day-to-day life responsibilities and to do things that are just for you. So those are just some hobby ideas if you need them. And I'm also really working on not working more than I live, and this one is a hard one for me because, and maybe some of you will resonate if you are an entrepreneur, or maybe if you really enjoy the career field that you're in, or if you have really big goals for yourself like I do. Sometimes it's hard not to work more than I live, because at least for me, I have such big aspirations in life. I have such big goals and dreams for myself, and I am very, very determined to make those things happen, that sometimes I get caught up in the work and doing those things. But I do think that you can work hard, you can have big goals and dreams, but don't forget to have fun. Don't forget to live your life. Don't forget to enjoy and experience things with the people that you love. And so this is something that I'm definitely working on this year. And the way that I'm doing that is going back to scheduling my midweek pick-me-ups. I used to do this a lot last year, where I would schedule one thing to look forward to during the weekday, whether it was like a coffee shop date, getting together with a friend, going to happy hours, just something to look forward to, nothing crazy. And then just spending more time with friends, with myself, with my boyfriend, whoever, more self-care, and just being intentional with making time for fun, to live life, to celebrate myself as well. I recently did that last night. I went out to dinner and drinks to celebrate a recent milestone that I achieved in my career. And that's something that I'm working on doing more this year, is celebrating myself, celebrating my wins, no matter how big or small. And it felt good. It felt really good to just get dressed, get cute, go out, and just celebrate myself for how far I've come and my accomplishments. And the last thing that I've been doing to really get back to myself is, I know it's easier said than done, but it's not stressing about things that I literally cannot control. And also assuming the worst case scenario for everything, I noticed that this is something I tend to do, like when something happens in my life, whether it's a positive thing or a negative thing, my mind tends to jump to the worst case scenario. And this is something that I'm actively working on changing. Instead of assuming the worst, I'm forcing myself to assume the best. And so that has been helpful in not overthinking and causing unnecessary anxiety over things that we don't even know will happen. And so when I think about all of these things that I'm doing to get back to myself, it's funny because all of this is just going back to the basics. All of these things that I just shared are things that I used to heavily prioritize before when I was feeling my best, and I'm realizing that I don't need to do anything new or groundbreaking. I just need to go back to what I know and what feels good. And sometimes that is all it takes. Sometimes we think that we need to go on a life-changing trip or go on a vacation. And yes, maybe sometimes those things will help inspire us and get us back to ourselves. But a lot of times, most times, it's just the little things that you choose to do every day that really can make all the difference. As I'm working on getting back to myself, something else I'm keeping in mind is to give myself time to get back to all of these things. At least for me, this hasn't been an overnight comeback era. It started with acknowledging what hasn't been working for me, what was causing me to stay in a funk. And then the next step was to slowly implement one little thing at a time and then adding in things as time goes on. I still have some ways to go, so I don't want anybody to get the wrong idea and think that I woke up one day and I did all of these things and I felt like my 100% self once again. Absolutely not. It's been baby steps. It's been gradually feeling better, gradually getting back to myself, but it definitely has not been an overnight fix it situation at all. But this is how I'm navigating my comeback era. I'm feeling 10 times better than I was last week, and I'm feeling 100 times better than I was feeling last month. And I'm excited to see where I will be a month from now. And I'm just enjoying this process of finding myself again, feeling like myself again, coming back to the things that are important to me, that bring me joy, bring me happiness. And so if you're feeling stuck, I hope you take this as a sign to start your own comeback era, because you absolutely can at any moment. You just have to decide that you're ready to move on from whatever you're feeling or experiencing. And again, it's not to say that you have to pretend like things are perfect or pretend that you're okay. It's not about pretending. It's just about choosing to not stay stuck in whatever you're in. That's really the core message here, is to not let life overwhelm us, because it will if we let it. If we really want, we can always find something to be worried about. We can always find something to complain about, to be upset about. There is no shortage of that in our lives. It's just about choosing to not, really. That's all it is. But that is all I have to say for today's episode. I hope that you enjoyed. I hope that this episode leaves you feeling inspired, motivated to get back to yourself, get back to your life, and start living and enjoying your life once again. I hope that you enjoyed. As always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.